Jason Schmim. I'm in 8th grade. I'm interviewing my brother, Sean.
Sean Schmim, born Christmas of 1997.
Who do you think is the most important person in your life?
When I did this interview in this grade, at the end of my video, I interviewed your grandma. And I said she was the most important person in all of our lives because she's the one that got us all here. But, I mean, when you grow older, she got your mom here. And if you look at what your dad did to get here, I'd say he's the most important person at a point. There would have been a point where I said your tita boy was the most important person because I got all my lessons from him. But the most important person will always be you guys because that's all you got in this world is you. You got people that love you, people that care for you, but nobody else is inside you.
Is there anything important that you want me and Rosemary to remember?
Probably the most important thing I will forever keep telling you guys, and it's the weirdest thing I'm going to tell you, and she's going to hate it especially, but it's that we all face the same end, all of us. All creatures on this planet, not even just people, animals, plants, everything faces the same end. And it's the fact that we all come to an end. And it's the fact that we are going to die. Well, I'll tell you one of the craziest memories I had is when we were doing karaoke with your cousin Darius and he was singing 100 years. He's like, Kuya, do we really only have like 100 years to live? And already when a kid tells you that, you're like, oh, damn, like this kid, why you got to do that, kid? I did not have the heart to tell him. I mean, I had to tell him, yeah, man, we got 100 years, so make the best of it. I did not have the heart to tell him. Some people don't even get 100. At 20, when I turned 20, I still stand by it saying I made it through a third of my life, meaning that I think I'm going to hit 60 and be cool. Like, that, you know. I still think that. Hopefully, I get to power on stronger, but we all go. You know, that's one thing that makes us all equal is that we all end. And that should be your biggest motivator in this life. The fact that you're not going to get to spend more than 100 years here. I mean, that's not enough.
When have you felt most alone?
Most alone, just because it's the easiest, honestly. It would probably have been when Austin died. I think that was my freshman year of high school. Your mom called me early in the morning and let me know that he passed away. And I was seeing him a lot before then. I was visiting him in the hospital a lot. And I was hella confused because I didn't know how he had passed. Like, it didn't make sense that he passed away because he just had, like, some dietary problems. I don't know if she explained it to me over on the phone, but she had called me. She was asking me if I was all right, if I wanted to go home. But I wanted to stay in school that day. I was like, no, I might as well stay here. I just got here. But aside from... aside from Jethro, who I didn't see often at King, there was no one else there that really knew Austin. So I was left alone, crying by myself, and I chilled in one classroom. No, that's not even true. I had to go through all my classes. But I went through all my classes that day crying because that dude had died, and no one had any idea. And then, like, we talked about it a few weeks later when we did parent conference night. My parents had told everyone. Your parents told everyone that he had passed, but it didn't affect me in school, but... that's probably when I felt pretty alone.
Do you have any hopes?
Do I have any hopes? If I didn't have any hopes, I probably wouldn't be living. You should always have hopes. Even if they're not your own, man, have hope for humanity. My hope right now is in Mr. Elon Musk. I hope he gets us to Mars. I hope he gets us energy efficient. You know, I hope he brings back Tesla's work. Then again, it's hard to have hope in this world. It's really hard. I have hope for things when I was you guys' ages that are just, you know, when I was in middle school, there was a lot of things I hoped for that just doesn't happen. It's pointless. Not even for me, you know. Hope for back then, you know, you hope for racial equality. You hope for brutality to end, for profiling to end, for everybody just... not judge each other, just to love each other. That doesn't happen. It's been 20 years. Hasn't happened. But you always gotta have hope. That's what keeps us human.
Thanks for taking the time out of your day to let me interview you. You're a great interviewee.
Thank you for asking me questions and forcing me to think about myself.